Okay, it's Chantel and Lana. Us has been basically not answering calls on Saturdays and basically not checking computer and stuff. So the last two Saturdays have been completely wireless and I guess non-business related.
Chantel and Lionel are really ramping it up. And I mean, it's the time of year when everybody's, you know, wanting to look at getting a house built, etc. And it's tough to say no, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you do feel bad, but we stuck to it for the last two weekends, so no Saturdays.
Can I add something, Lynn?
Yes.
We just hired a guy there like 4 weeks ago and didn't want to work at nights doing all kinds of stuff and weekends and didn't want to hire anybody, but I hired a guy. I'm probably pricing more houses because I'm not refusing houses because I have time to do it. So I think this guy here is going to pay itself just by me billing other houses. So, and he's doing a lot of work, and I've got a lot of free time now.
Thank you so much, Lionel.
You really got to take the next step.
3.5 months. So bravo, guys. You have really taken some huge steps in that short period.
And I can add that because we're also in a partnership, and I never thought that Lionel would actually be able to let go. And he's saying every day he doesn't know how he did it without this new guy. And he's got much more time. And, he sees his value in the office as much more as being on the job site doing stuff that we could hire out. So it was a good change, but it was difficult, and it was took a long time to hire this guy. So it's a process.
Thank you very much, Chantel and Lionel, because this is where we all are when we get started making changes. We just don't see how it can possibly happen, and that's why we need the support to make it happen. And I'm going to say this first and then ask for forgiveness. But Lionel was resistant. He was resistant to doing it. But with the proper support, he got past his resistance and he did it. And you've just heard from him, and he wasn't asked to talk about it. So you just heard from Lionel where he is today and what he feels like. And he's got Saturdays off. As Lionel just said, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. As Chantel said, it's a process.
And I guess you value your business much more. Like, like Lionel was saying, and even myself, I was guilty of going to do some cleaning at the houses. And then I just, you know, say my time is worth more than me being on the site cleaning a house. You just raise the bar, and not to be arrogant and say that I'm worth all this much more, but I mean, I can hire people out to do this. So it was really ridiculous, and we totally we raised the bar with all of our trades. Our phones are ringing less now because we really took the time and met with everybody and shared with them, how we hope that they can now, manage certain things that before they used to call us for. So it's putting responsibility on their shoulders, and everybody seems a bit more happier because we're not putting out as many fires. We still are. I mean, it's part of the job, but a lot less and a lot less stress at home and at the, at the office.
Before, probably 3 months ago, I usually work probably around 12, 14 hours a day, 6 days a week, some Sundays. And since then, I've been working probably 40 hours a week. And once in a while, I'll work a couple of hours in at night to meet client, because that's the only time they can do it. But I'd say 40 hours a week. Yeah, because the guy I hired, he's doing all the running around that I used to spend an hour or 2 hours doing, all kinds of stuff that he's cut down a lot of stuff that I can stay at the office and work and accomplish stuff, you know, in 2 hours, not being interrupted or nothing. So made a big difference.
And I can attest to that because Lionel would wake up at 5:30, and we have our office at home, so he would be in the office 5:30 until 8 o'clock at night, just in and out. So I've seen a great change. It was a progress. It didn't happen overnight, and I'm sure there's still a lot of improvement to be done, but it's, when you said, we'll see, I heard that many times for the last 4 months.
Really, I thought Lynn was crazy for that part where she said, hire somebody and, cut down the hours.